Hey, happy Friday. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Thank you so much for listening in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9 and in H-Town, Houston, Texas on the new Radio Now 92.1. Know if you're in Houston, going through a lot since yesterday. It started really bad. Tropical Depression Imelda. Get out of here. Shoo. It's been terrible. 2 deaths already reported from that. If you need more information, latest updates, we have them for you. One way to do it is texting STORM, STORM, to 60796. I mean, Mackenzie, there's so many updates. There's closings. It's letting you know about, like, if you want to see what airports are available.
Absolutely.
Shelters.
And, you know, a lot of people were without power. So, of course, just we're sending all our thoughts and prayers, whatever we can do. Again, that number, just text STORM to 60796 for constant updates and RadioNowHouston.com.
And once again, everybody, civilians, men and women that serve and protect us, all the first responders, thank you for what you do. I hate when tragedies like this happen, like natural disasters. But you know what I do love, Mackenzie? I love seeing people putting their differences aside and coming together.
Like Mr. Rogers said, you look for the helpers.
That's right. And he also said, take your shoes off in the house so your mom doesn't yell at you. Is that just
yes,
my mom?
That is true.
Okay. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and this could get interesting. 833-563-2539. Why did you only go on one date? I saw this hashtag yesterday, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I wonder how many girls wanted to be one and done with me. That's why I never heard back. It was hashtag, a first date became the last when. And some example, right on the first date, you start talking about future children. It's like, whoa, we just met. Is that too soon? Like, some guy meets you, Mackenzie's like, so, our kids one day.
I mean, if he says, our kids? But I wouldn't mind if he's like, yeah, I would love to have a child. Like, I think that is a very important conversation you need to have. I actually have a friend that they're in a couple right now, and they're on the brink of divorcing because now, look, one of them doesn't want kids and one does, and you would think, hey, this is definitely something you need to put out there and talk about beforehand. On a first date, I don't know, I would keep it really light and fun, but if someone's like, hey, I'm interested, I love people that love kids. I feel like that they're warm-hearted, and so that's very attractive to me.
If you told me you hate animals on the first date, we'd be done.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, hey, we're out of here.
Exactly.
833-563-2539. I hope it's a little more in-depth than that, though. What happened on that first date? You're like, you know what? We're done here. I gotta go. Let's kick it off with Amber. Amber, tell us about your first date. What happened?
I met a guy online, and we decided to go to the Beech Grove fireworks here in Indianapolis. And he told me to come and meet him at his house. And when I got there, his mom, his dad, his 3 older brothers, his niece, and 2 neighbors were out front waiting to meet me for our date.
That's
and
awkward.
As we're going, when I'm meeting them, he's like, oh, let's get in my brother's car. We're going to go with them. And they literally all went with us to go see the Beech Grove fireworks on our first date.
So is that your first and last date then? Obviously, you're moving on.
No, I actually am married to him now for 7 years.
So you like a family man. Maybe that's the role, you know, that he was trying to do. He wanted to let you know.
Mackenzie, the first date you meet the whole tribe? Amber, I'm glad it worked out, but that's insane.
Hey, it worked out for them.
833-563-2539. Let's say hi to Molly. Hey, Molly, what happened on the first date? You're like, you know what? I'll never talk to you again.
Okay, so I met a guy on a popular dating app, and we decided, you know, something simple, you know, just kind of get to know each other. We decided to go out to dinner at a pretty popular restaurant in my hometown. So, mm-hmm. And it's always packed. We went in there, and we started eating. The conversation was, you know, decent at first. And the next thing I know, he just started, and keep in mind here, he went ahead and picked me up first. He wanted to be old-fashioned, was trying to be a gentleman. And, of course, I disagreed to it to be polite.
That aches me out because you don't have an escape route.
Well, you have Uber and Lyft
now. Well, it was bad. That's what happened.
Yes, see?
He started slamming a bunch of, like, tall boy beers. Like, literally, he had 6 of them. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was panicking. I was texting my friends, like, hey, guys, I think you're going to have to come pick me up for
dinner.
And
he's supposed to be driving you home and he's just pounding beers?
Yes, he was supposed to drive me home. And then, to make matters worse, the conversation started getting really inappropriate. So he loudly asked me if I had ever been with a girl before. And, like, he proceeded to say it extremely loud. And the whole restaurant heard it. The restaurant was really loud when we were sitting there talking. And when he asked that,
it was like crickets.
The whole restaurant got quiet. I'm not even kidding you. Everybody got quiet. And they were looking at me like they were waiting for the answer. And I was like, oh, my God, that is not, that's inappropriate. Like, why would you ask me that? This is the first day. Oh, my God. So needless to say, that was the last. And I have one more that was bad.
Wait, you have a second one?
Oh, bless your heart.
DJ Khaled, another one. What else happened on the other one?
Okay, so the other one happened when I went on a date with this guy. He was really nice. You know, he was in school to be a lawyer, very well-rounded, everything. We went out to dinner, and he asked if I wanted to come back to his place and watch movies. I probably should have said no there. But I went back to watch movies. I did not know he lived with his mother, and his child was there, and he never mentioned anything about it, and it was really awkward. But as soon as he got home, the first thing he did was put his house arrest bracelet back on.
Oh.
I was like, oh, my God. So needless to say, I was like, hey, I'm going to go get something on my car real quick. I'll be back, and I left and never, ever looked back.
So you just ghosted out of there.
Run.
I don't blame you, sister.
That is incredible. Hey, thank you for calling in this
his
morning.
His house arrest bracelet back
could
on.
Could you put this on for me real quick? Here's a cup. Can you go fill it up? I got a test.
I can go out with you, but I have to stay within this perimeter.
Yeah, we're going to stay in my house with my mom and my son. Oh, that's great. If you have any other stories, maybe you want to keep it anonymous, just DM us, Radio Now AM Show.